What do we know about the incidence of cardiac problems with Herceptin when an anthracycline is not involved? Patient gets a non-anthracycline chemotherapy such as TCH.
Apparently extremely low. The reports are variable, but can be as low as almost undetectable to 1 or 2%. So it goes along with this concept that there has to be another insult to the myocyte before manifest Herceptin toxicity will be noted.
What about Herceptin chemotherapy or anthracycline chemotherapy in patients with prior cardiac events but with normal ejection fractions?
I think in the world of cardiology, there's very little published experience with that. It's a key question. We rely a lot on this ejection fraction, and that if, in fact, there's no significant valvular disease and the ejection fraction's okay and someone's had a small infarct or some other insult, that they will more or less behave the same way. I won't say more or less, that cardiologists believe that an ejection fraction is an ejection fraction is an ejection fraction in the absence of valvular heart disease, and that tolerability of whatever insult or toxicity will be the same just so long as you remain well within the normal range, you know, 55% ejection fraction or higher. So I would imagine that Herceptin or anthracycline could be tolerated under those circumstances. I'm trying to think of exceptions to that, and I can imagine, for instance, if I don't think there's any indication for that at the moment, but if someone had an infiltrative cardiomyopathy, for instance, an amyloidosis with a normal ejection fraction, I would be very concerned about treating with a potentially cardiotoxic agent.
Including trastuzumab, or are you talking about anthracycline?
I think any, because I think those cells are distressed. Even though the ejection fraction may be preserved with infiltrative cardiomyopathies, I think that that could be too much of an invitation for cell death and congestive heart failure. The other setting in which with a normal ejection fraction I would not, somebody had a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and diastolic dysfunction, I would not use an anthracycline or trastuzumab, because I also think that those cells, although living, if you look at those hearts over time, you see a lot of fibrosis. And if people live long enough with those conditions, there's not uncommonly an evolution to a dilated cardiomyopathy. So I think that those are not normal myocytes. And if you further interfere with their reparative process, there is a reasonable likelihood that you could produce an acceleration of cell death. Now, there's no real experience with that. So I have to say that I am extrapolating from my understanding of the pathophysiology of those conditions to what I expect would occur with the interaction of those entities with Adriamycin or Herceptin.
Do we know enough about the impact of Herceptin in patients with cardiomyopathy or with cardiac problems to say what the chance is that if you actually do end up using it, the patient's going to have major problems? And specifically, what I'm thinking about is metastatic breast cancer, where granted we have many, many different types of therapy, but you are going to get to a point where you've run out of options. And you have a HER2-positive tumor that you know has a good chance to respond. The patient's having bone pain. Is it an absolute contraindication?
Absolutely not. I've had this discussion in my institution with oncologists and cardiologists from other institutions as well, and it's a negotiation on a patient-by-patient basis. And we clearly continue to recommend giving Herceptin, try to support giving Herceptin the best we can in the palliative setting with ejection fractions in the 40s, with women with compensated congestive heart failure. And we individualize the cardiac therapy and the dosing of the Herceptin accordingly. But absolutely, we do not believe it to be a contraindication to the drug in the palliative setting. And it's one of the challenges of being a cardiologist or an oncologist is striking the proper balance in those patients. But certainly, if you've got bone pain, if they're uncomfortable, if there is pleural effusions or particularly symptomatic abnormalities from the metastatic cancer that could be relieved by Herceptin, we're no longer talking about differences in survival under those circumstances. We're talking about improving the quality of life. And I do think that trading the possibility of congestive heart failure for improvement in the quality of life from the metastatic breast cancer is well worth a careful discussion with the patient and the oncologist.